from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to the From Scratch podcast. I'm Martin Cousins and...
I'm Happy New Year, Nigel Payne. And Happy New Year to you, Martin.
Happy New Year, Nigel. It's the first episode of 2022. Let's see what happens. Let's see what the year brings, which kind of turns our attention to a very short book that Nigel suggested we discuss this week. It's by Lior Locker, and it's called The DIY Phoenix. And it's probably well suited to this time of year, because I think a lot of people think, well, it's the new year, they might make resolutions. I know that I do, and aim to do things differently or new things and have goals, and then they can all fall apart very rapidly. So Lior's book is kind of in that zone, really. It's about change, and it's a book that is very focused on how you can sort of reinvent yourself, really, and achieve some of the things that you might really want to achieve. So, Nigel, you suggested it. Let's get your view on it.
Well, I suggested it, Martin, because the first thing I liked about it was honest, and it's both personal and impersonal. So there's some history there. The book is, in some ways, about Lior herself, but it's also a book designed to, without any pretensions or any 10 things that will turn your life around or any of that rubbish, it's helpful suggestions around three simple phases. So the book, the subtitle to the book is the structure of the book, how to drag yourself out of the ashes. In other words, pick yourself up from the floor, how to mend your wings, get your confidence back, and then start flying again, how you can repurpose your life and start to move forward. So I like that. I like that simple metaphorical structure and the idea of the DIY Phoenix. And it is about you have to do this yourself. And she starts from the premise that the people who are reading this book are reading it because they've got a reason for reading it. And therefore, it attempts to engage with the reader from the very, very first page. And it's only about 46 pages, so it's a one-session read. But there's also lots of sections that you can go back to, and it's designed to be comforting and helpful and practical from whichever point you want to pick up. So you may be out of the ashes, or you may be trying to, you know, get your wings back and soar high. There are helpful suggestions and ways and means built into the book. It's also delightfully written. I was talking to Lior, and she said she thought she'd found her voice. And there's a very strong voice in it. And the voice comes over as, firstly, honest and sincere. It's not trying to pull the wool over anyone's eyes. It's not trying to claim faux expertise. But it has the depth of personal experience combined with her background as a psychologist and a coach. So it's kind of wrapping her life around her professional interests and her professional instincts, and turning up with something that I think is well worth reading. And I don't think you need to be down on your knees or broken before you get some useful information out of it. And it is... takes you back to basics and helps you sort out very simple things. Like, for example, there's a section that's called Make Time. And that is just about finding space in your life to do things differently. And it's really helpful. And the suggestions that she makes in it are practical and doable and useful. So that's it, really, Martin. I think it's a great book. I think people should read it. It's very, very modestly priced. It's £2 or something like that, £2 and a bit. You know, it's not a lot of money. It's not a lot of book. But in those 46 pages is a lot of wisdom and honesty. And I think it takes courage to write a short book. Now, the temptation would be to turn each one of her you know, five-page sections into a chapter of 30 pages and just endlessly repeat herself and give case studies. You know, when I was talking to Martin, you know, he was confiding in me that, or then I met Nigel and he was in terrible strife and I did this. Now, she's avoided all of that and pared it down to the essence, and the essence is good. So that's why I'm recommending it, Martin, because I think the content is excellent. I think the approach is excellent. I think it's written in a really good way, and there's a sincerity and integrity that comes beating out of the pages. Good work, and it deserves some recognition. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and I think I'd echo that. I think there was one thing I would pick up on. There was a bonus chapter, and it was on being a helpful friend in times of crisis.
Yes.
And I thought it was quite an interesting short chapter, like all the chapters, just about, you know, how when you've got a friend who is having a hard time, what is it that could be a good approach as a friend to support that person? And I think there's echoes. I know I'm always banging the thinking environment drum, but there are echoes in there of really just stopping yourself and understanding what someone would need from you. You know, just being able to listen and act on that. So when I think the best intentioned friends can sometimes wade in and be counterproductive in terms of what they're trying to achieve. So I thought that was a well selected chapter to put into this as a bonus, because I think kind of getting through tough times or trying to do new things requires your own inner support, if you like, which she talks about, but you do need other people to help you along the way and build those relationships that are actually constructive for you and to help shape them. And I think as a friend of someone who might want support, that's quite a useful chapter. So there's a benefit there for the friends of those who are kind of going through change. So I thought I'm with you. I think it's personal. It is what it is. You know, it's an obvious thing to say, but it's like, actually, I don't think it purports to be anything other than a kind of personal reflection on the things that one could do to get through change kind of more successfully and more effectively. And I like the fact it's 46 pages. So actually, it's not too long. You can just dip into it. And you can scan it, and there'll be something in there that will resonate, because a lot of what she talks about is the human condition, and we tend to forget that a lot of the time when we're in the stress of change. So I think,
I agree.
Definitely worth a look.
Yeah,
and it might suit our listeners to look at it at this time of year as well.
Yeah, so the DIY Phoenix, how to drag yourself out of the ashes, mend your wings and start flying. So well done. Yeah. Well done, Lior. I think we both congratulate you on good work. Well done.
Right then.
Thank you.
On that note, Happy New Year, Nigel. And, we'll look forward to speaking very soon.
Indeed we will. From scratch.